Hey, welcome to the Victory Family Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome those that are watching online, or maybe you're listening to the podcast. Go ahead and like, then comment. Let us know where you're tuning in from, and then share so that others can be ministered to. Amen? Hey, let's take a second. Let's just welcome our two physical locations. Welcome Cranberry and Newcastle. Come on, guys, make some noise. It's awesome. We love you, church family. It's so good to be with you today. You know, we're in week 3 of this series, Grow Up. And we're talking out of Hebrews chapter 6. We're talking about the elementary principles of the doctrines of Christ. You know, God's not in the business of just getting you saved and then leaving you to be a spiritual toddler. How many know that? Right? So he wants you to have all that he has available for him. And today we're going to be leaning into water baptism and taking all the steps to get everything that God has for you. Somebody say everything. Everything. That's right. It's going to be good. And just so you know, FYI, if you didn't sign up for water baptisms, today could be your day. Spontaneously, like, let's go. It's going to be good. But before I unpack that, you know, I'm Pastor Ben, and I oversee our student ministry. So to make that simple, fifth through college age, and so it's just so much fun. I want to take a second, though. I want to honor Pastor John and Miss Michelle Nuzzo. Come on, they are amazing. They are so great, so humble, so kind, so loving, full of integrity. They challenge me personally to be a better disciple of Jesus, a better father, a better husband, a better friend. Come on, somebody. God is so good. He has blessed us. There are very few mothers and fathers in the faith, and we just happen to have them right here in our house. It is so good. Amen? It's good. That's a good place to clap it up. Come on. That's awesome. They are just incredible. Hey, a little bit about me. I grew up in a town called Burgettstown. It's a small country town. There's not much going on but country, right? And so we like hunting, fishing, hiking, dirt bikes, motorcycles, America. You know, so that's just, you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. You know what I'm saying? And just so you know, though, disclaimer, I still don't like country music. Like, you can pray for me. Deliverance in Jesus' name. But, you know, I got a picture of my family. I'm married to the love of my life. She's amazing. She's beautiful inside and out. Her name is Alyssa. She's Latina. Yeah, it's, you know, we just have so much fun. Pastor John and I, we always go back and forth. If you've been in our community for some time, then you know there's a debate between the two of us, right? Like, on Alyssa being Latina or Italian, like, which one wins? And let me just settle it right here. Okay, I'm going to settle it. We have a beautiful little girl. She's 3 years old, and her name is Mila Catalina Archer. Mila Catalina Archer. Well, there you go. And so, you know, and we just had a son. He's 2.5 months old. His name is Eli James Archer. Gosh. Man, we were having fun in our house. It is so good. He's cooing and laughing, and we're just having a blast. And, you know, we figured we needed somebody in the family that could relate to me. So we gave Eli the whitest, brightest name that we could think of. I mean, I guess we could have named him John, right? Some of you will get that on the way home, but we're going to go to Matthew 3, and as we jump into today's message, look, I believe personally that God wants you to have the full package. God wants you to have the premium package, and he wants you to have all of his blessings. I want to talk to you today, Victory, about the idea of walking in all that God has for me. Like, I don't want just part of it. I want all of it. And so we're going to read out of Matthew 3 about Jesus and his baptism, his water baptism. And I came to encourage somebody today and to tell somebody that God has so much more in store for you, that God wants you to live life and to live life to the fullest. So let's read out of Matthew 3:13. If you're with me, say yeah. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, whoa, Jesus, I need to be baptized by you. Like, I shouldn't be baptizing you. And Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as John As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment, the heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Wow. What an amazing moment. Like, could you imagine sitting there witnessing this happen? Could you imagine being John? Right, like eyes wide open, your jaw drops, you see Jesus get water baptized. He receives all that God is in that very moment. Not only was he water baptized to rocket him into his destiny and into his future, but he received the full measure of the Holy Spirit. What an amazing moment. He received it all, and I want to preach today around the idea, and you could write down the title of our talk. It's, "I'm taking steps to receive the premium package." Come on, somebody, turn to your neighbor and tell them, "I'm taking steps to receive the premium package." We're going to pray. Oh, you got to say it like you mean it. Come on, church, to receive the premium package. Oh, I came with some energy today. I hope you're ready. I just hope you're ready. Come on, we can be loud. We can be proud. We're in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. So we're going to believe that God's going to come. He's going to encourage us today, that we're leaving better than we walked in. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, that it's a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our path. You literally tell us which way to go, Lord. I thank you for opening our eyes so we can see Jesus. Open our ears so we can hear the Holy Spirit. God, do what you can in this time and in this setting. We thank you, Lord, for fresh revelation. We thank you for bringing these dry bones to life, and we can leave here with our head held high, excited for all that you have for us. And everyone said, amen and amen. Hey, I don't know if this is you and this is your personality, but normally for me, I have the tendency to go basic on my orders. I rarely go for the premium package. I'm always looking for the basic deal. I'm good. Now, I some of that comes from the environment that I grew up. Now I grew up in a family where we didn't have a lot, so we had to go with the basic deal. Like, my family is amazing. They did what they could with what they had. Amen. But I had to lean in to the basic deal. And I remember one time I was about 12 years old. And I was cutting grass. It's miserably hot. It's in the middle of summer. It's like 90 degrees. And we had a small yard, less than half an acre. And in the middle of cutting the grass, like I'm mowing that thing, and literally both wheels fall off. They didn't just like fall off. They broke off. Like the bolts, they didn't twist off. They broke. And I was so frustrated because we purchased this basic mower from Kmart. Like, if you're in the room and you're under 20, you're like, "Oh my gosh, what's Kmart?" You know? And everybody over 20, you're like, "Wow, Blue Light Special, Little Caesars, Pizza Pizza." Like, you know, and it took forever to cut the grass, like 4 hours. I was just so frustrated. We landed with the basic mower. All about that basic deal. You know, it's like when you go to rent a car. They try to give you everything else except the car. They're like, you need windshield insurance, and you need dent insurance, and you need funeral insurance, you need your mama insurance, right? Like, you need all this stuff. I don't need all that. Just give me the car. Like, okay, I'm good. Like, there's two types of people in this world. There's only two types. There's the type of people that they go to Chipotle and they get guacamole, and then there's the people that go and they don't get guacamole, okay? Like, there's the people that you get a new cell phone, and you go, you get the Apple phone, and you get Apple Care, and then the people that don't get Apple Care. You following me? I want to talk today about taking steps to get the premium package. I want to talk to you today about having movement in your relationship with Jesus. That God doesn't want you to just be saved and to have salvation. He's got more in store for you. Now, the only thing that you and I need to get to heaven is salvation. You don't have to get water baptized to get into heaven, but you should. And let me prove it to you. See, Luke 23:43. You remember the two rebels that were being crucified with Jesus? They were on the cross with Jesus. And one of them said, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. And Jesus looked over and said, truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise. See, water baptism isn't part of your salvation, but don't settle for 25%. I don't want just 50% of what God has for me. I don't want just 75% of what God has for me. Come on, if it's available, I want all that God has for me. Am I preaching to anybody that wants the whole package? Come on, I want salvation. I want water baptism. I want baptized in the Holy Spirit. By the way, that is the premium package right there. I want all of that. But listen, you ought to live your life being obsessed with all that God has for you. Like, if God's got blessings, go get the blessings. If God's got favor, go get the favor. If God's got a door open, go through that door. Like, I want all that God has for me. I want all that God has for the Archer family. I want all that God has for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Come on, somebody. I want all of it. Now, watch here in Hebrews 6, 1 and 2. By the way, this is the key verse for the series that we're in. This is it right here. Now watch this. Watch what the Bible teaches us. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of dead, and of eternal judgment. So God's basically saying, I want you to know how to repent. Make Jesus your Lord and Savior of your life. Turn from your old ways and then go get all kinds of baptized. And so today we're going to be leaning into baptism. We're going to focus on water baptism because we want to take steps to getting the premium package. And I'm going to give you a few thoughts. You could write this down today. It's so important when it comes to water baptism. You could write down number one. The Bible teaches us to repent and then be baptized. I love this because, in fact, John the Baptist, he came preaching a baptism of repentance. So in Hebrews 6, 1 and 2, it tells us, that's what we just read, it tells us that there are baptisms, plural. There's actually four. Number one, John the Baptist, or the baptism into repentance, right? Well, here's the thing. Omar talked about it 2 weeks ago. It was the first series in our message. Now, this is no longer because John is dead. He died 2,000 plus years ago, right? And then Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Say it like you mean it. Jesus. The baptism into Christ. Number two, 1 Corinthians 12, 12 and 2 Corinthians 5, 17. If any man may be in Christ, he is a new creation. And then number three, water baptism. Jesus, our Lord, our master, our example, was baptized. And you and I, we are called to imitate him in Ephesians 5:11. Listen, either Jesus is our example or he isn't. You have to choose. And then number four, baptism into the Holy Spirit, which is amazing. It's a great next step in your relationship with Jesus. And it's so significant because it leaves you with power to live the Christian life and to be a witness. Amen? But let's hang out on baptism into Christ. See, this is the baptism that saves. When you and I become born again, when we make Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, we receive eternal life. So the Bible teaches us to repent and be baptized. Because Jesus bought and paid for you with his blood. You and I, we can now say it this way. Make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life and then be baptized. Water baptized. So the first thing we do is repent from our sins through Jesus. So we repent, we say, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry I was living that way. I'm sorry I was going that way. Lord, and I'm sorry I did all that. Now listen, the Bible teaches this. That there's a repentance that leads to death and a repentance that leads to life. Now, repentance is not crying. Anybody could cry. I've got a 3-year-old. I know what it's like to have tears in the home, right? Anybody could cry. But repentance is changing the course of your life. Repentance is making a turn. It's making that right turn right into all that God has for you. It means I used to go this way, but now I'm making a course correction and I'm going this way. I used to have that attitude and that way of thinking and I talk like that, but I'm changing my life and I'm now doing it God's way. I'm now hidden in Christ Jesus. I remember when Alyssa and I, when we were moving, we filled up our vehicles and we had a truck in. And so we were moving from Ambridge to Zillionople. Have you ever been there? Let me see your hands. Drop it in the comment if that's you and you've been to those locations. And so as we were going, we're driving down the road. I keep looking in the rearview mirror, making sure that none of my stuff falls out of the back of the truck. And so we make it to 68 right in Zillionople. And now there's this road that connects 68 to 528. This road, it'll save you a ton of time. Well, I was so distracted looking in my rearview mirror, making sure none of my stuff fell out, that I missed my turn, and it added 10 minutes to my trip. So I'm literally making that right turn. I'm making a turn. I'm not going to lead my life in this direction anymore. You following me? Repentance also, by definition, is changing my mind. I'm not going to think about that person that way anymore. I'm not going to see the circumstance that way anymore. I'm going to now surrender my thoughts to Christ Jesus. I'm changing my direction. I'm changing my mind. And I'm now going to begin to do it God's way. My life is surrendered to Jesus Christ. In fact, Paul said this. He said that you and I, we should not abuse grace. Although it's a free grace, although it's a free gift, we don't abuse it. So we repent. We make Jesus our Lord and Savior of our life. And then we'd be baptized. By the way, the water doesn't cleanse you. Jesus cleanses you. In fact, you could write down number two today. I'm cleansed from my sins because of Jesus and only because of Jesus. Now, there's no power in the pool. There's no power in the hot tub. I don't know where you got baptized or if you got baptized, but there's no power in the water, okay? The power doesn't lie in the water. The power happens when we give our lives to Jesus Christ, the baptism into Christ, and we surrendered our lives to Christ. God cleansed us, and we are now seen as exactly as He sees Jesus. So when I get water baptized, that initial motion of being put into the water symbolizes what has happened spiritually during the baptism of Christ. As we go into the water, and we come back up, I'm saying to the world, I am cleansed through the blood of Jesus. My sins have been washed away. Symbolically, they're floating in the water and my old self is coming off. And I'm taking a hold of now who God says I am in Christ. So the power lies in the name of Jesus. When we baptize people here at Victory, we first make sure that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. And then we baptize them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit because we believe that there is power in the name of Jesus. We're going to read here out of Acts 2:38. Watch what it says here. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ." What he's talking about right there is making Jesus your Lord and Savior, not water baptism, making Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life for the remissions of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 22:16. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So when we baptize people, we first make sure that they are baptized in the name of Jesus, their Lord and Savior of their life. There's power in the name of Jesus. In fact, you ought to get good at just speaking the name of Jesus. Go ahead, say it. Jesus. Jesus. Like if you've got stress in your life, Jesus. If you've got depression in your life, Jesus. You ought to get good at speaking Jesus over every area of your life. If you've got loneliness, Jesus. If you need help in your relationship, Jesus. If there's sickness in your home and there's all kind of corona up in here, Jesus. Come on, I'm preaching better than you're responding today. There is power in the name of Jesus, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts. Come on, the King of Kings, Jesus. We repent, we get baptized, we baptize in the name of Jesus. So I'm cleansed from my sins. It means I'm cleansed from my sins, that evil, that wickedness. I don't care how gross, I don't care how wicked or how evil. It doesn't matter what you touched, what you did, what you looked at, what you participated in. The Bible says that though your sins may be as crimson, this man, Jesus Christ, can wash you white as snow, cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You're now white as snow. I feel like I'm swearing in church by saying snow. I'm so sorry to tell you, but it is gonna snow, like it's coming. You know, it's coming here shortly, unless the Lord comes back before then, which he may, but it's gonna snow. You know, I think about the first snow and how beautiful it is, and then you hit like January, February, March, and it's cold. And every single time it snows, it gets so muddy, and there's ash, and there's rock salt, and it's just disgusting. And then all of a sudden, it begins to snow again. And it's so beautiful. When you get baptized into Christ, when you make him your Lord and Savior, I've been cleansed by all of that filth. I'm now righteousness. I'm now made whole. Come on, church, I don't know about you, but I want to see people say yes to Jesus. So it's not only that I'm living a different life, but I'm actually making a public declaration of an inward confession. I'm going public with my faith. I'm not going to be private. I'm not going to be a closet Christian. I'm going to let everybody know that I live for Jesus. I'm saying that God's been doing this work on the inside of me, and you all didn't know it, but I want you to know on the outside now. In fact, I love this next thought. You could write this down. Number three, water baptism is, I'm dead from my old life, and I'm resurrected to a new life. I just love this part because water baptism is symbolic. See, remember, water baptism is an outward sign of an inward occurrence. So the awesome significance of water baptism is that it symbolizes the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and our identification with him. Somebody say, identification. That's a good thing to write down. I remember when I was dating Alyssa, it was so fun. We were in, then we were out. We were hot, then we were cold. Snip, snap, snip, snap. Like, what's going on? And it was just so much fun. She's so blessed. She's blessed and highly favored. In fact, actually, though, y'all can pray for her, for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she needs it. But I remember when we got married. You know, we did a destination wedding. Holla at your boy. I know how to wine and dine, fellas. And so we did this destination wedding, and we're in Florida, and we're on the beach, and there's a hotel. We're looking at a hotel. Everybody else is looking at us and the water. And so there's, like, hundreds of people in this hotel on the balcony. And there's people all around. They're so excited. And I got to tell you, that moment when I was up there and I was proclaiming, I was professing my love for her, I'm going public. There's something that happens when you get married. There's a new intimacy in your relationship that you go to. You know, and being water baptized is going to that new intimacy with the Lord. It's going public with your faith. In fact, I could have gone to the justice of the peace, and I could have got a piece of paper, and I would have been married. Legally, I'm good. I'm married, but I gotta let you know that I identify with her. She's with me. I'm with her. See, water baptism means immersion. So translation, I'm all in. And I'm wearing Jesus. Come on. I'm wearing Jesus at the water fountain at work. I'm wearing Jesus on the way to work. I'm wearing Jesus at the gas station. I'm wearing Jesus while I'm driving. Hello, somebody. Like, I'm wearing Jesus. I'm all in. And some of you are married to Jesus, but you refuse to wear your ring. Water baptism is like putting a ring on it. It's like telling the world, Jesus, I'm yours, and you are mine. I'm loving you. I'm all in. It reminds me of that song, If You Like It, Shoulda Put a Ring on It. That landed pretty good, y'all. I just want you to know. It's good. So in other words, I'm saying this. So dumb, I'm sorry. In other words, I'm saying this. People, you got to know that I'm a Christian. That I'm in relationship with Jesus. Let me say it this way. You didn't know that I'm no longer who I used to be. I'm not that old person anymore. Listen, Victory, we may not be where we want to be, but thank God we're not where we used to be. I'm thankful today for the grace of God that has helped us to get to another level. Come on. Anybody thankful that he's led you to new places, a new happiness, a new life? I'm grateful. I'm not where I used to be, but thank God I'm going to new places. See, water baptism symbolizes that the old man is dead. In fact, the Bible teaches us in Galatians 5:20, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. So in other words, God's been doing this work on the inside of me. And y'all got to know. Y'all got to know what God is doing. So water baptism is symbolic for all that God has been doing. Now you can see that I've made the decision. I am becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm walking in it now. Come on, I've got new passions. I've got new cravings. I've got new desires. I've got new identity. I've got a new purpose. I've got new community. I've got hope in heaven. Come on, I'm not where I used to be, but I'm going the places I'm supposed to be. So water baptism, it symbolizes that the old man, that old person, those old cravings, that old addiction, that old attitude, those old anger habits, you didn't know that I changed. But all of that is gone as I've come up. I'm now living the new creation. I'm now in the new identity. Just as Jesus, so am I. Oh, where are my faith people at? You ought to get good at saying that. That ought to roll off your tongue real sweet. Just as Jesus, so am I. Go ahead and say it. Just as Jesus, amen. Now watch this promise here in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become. So all of this passes away. Things are buried. They're done. That old life, all of that. Listen, publicly, I've got a new start. I don't know about you, but I want to live the new life, not the old life. I want to live in the God purpose, the God identity, the God dream. I want to live the new life. I don't want to live in the old. I'm not proud of the old me. I'm not proud of who I used to be. I'm not proud of what I used to do. I want to live in the new things that God has for me. So it's symbolic. It represents that when I get baptized, that old person is gone. And when you get baptized, there is such power. Your relationship, just like when you get married and there's that intimacy, when you go public, you're going to a new intimacy with the Lord. In fact, you ought to expect that you're going to get fresh revelation when you read the Word. That there's going to be healing the moment you get water baptized. That God is showing up and you're taking another step in your relationship with Him. I'm preaching better than you're responding. You got to know. There is something so powerful that takes place when you go into the water and you come back up. In fact, you could write down number 4 today, and we're going to close with this. Newcastle, you can get ready to take your campus. Worship team, they're going to come out and help me. Number 4. Baptism means I can rise. Baptism means I don't have to stay defeated. I don't have to stay addicted. I don't have to stay in the rubble. I don't have to stay in the mess. It means by the power of God, I can rise. See, the Bible teaches us that the same Spirit, not an alternative spirit, not a frugal spirit or a cheap spirit or the basic spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. So when I come up out of the water, it's symbolic that I'm leaving that old life and I can rise in Jesus. I cannot rise on my own strength. I cannot rise on my own power. I do not believe in the power of me. I believe in the power of God. So I can rise in the regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Watch here in Titus 3. It says, but when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of the righteous things that we've done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of Jesus and what he has for me makes me the overcomer that I'm called to be. I just love everything about your Jesus. I love everything about Jesus because it starts with re. Everything in your life starts with re. God wants to reprogram. God wants to revive. God wants to restore. God wants to renew. God wants to regenerate. God wants to redeem. It literally means I used to have this old nature, this old sin nature, this evil, but then I experienced the regeneration and I got new cravings. Like I got renewal. Why? Because I was so empty and I was so low and I was dead inside, but then something came alive when I met Jesus and he renewed something in me. I'm thankful today that God doesn't leave me as I am. Listen, God loves you just the way you are today. Please hear me. Please hear me loud and clear. God loves you just the way you are today. It's just that he loves you too much to leave you that way. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. He's got a calling. He's got a future. He's got a hope. He's got a destiny. Come on, somebody. It's to get you into your God-given potential. And God's like, I don't want you to just be saved. Like, that's just the starter. I don't want just part of what God has for me. I want all that God has. I want salvation. I want water baptism. I'm going public with my faith that I am a believer in Christ. And I want everybody to know that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. In fact, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've got something to say. We got to go public with this thing. We're not just here for one thing. No, Lord, we want the premium package. We want the whole thing. Am I preaching to anybody today? Come on. I felt like telling somebody today, stop getting the basic deal. Stop going with the ordinary deal. Stop going with 25% of what God has for you. Come get the whole thing that God has for you. And let's take steps to receive the premium package. Let me be so clear today. Let me be so clear. If you're with us today, whether you're online or you're in purpose, and you've never been water baptized, don't hold off anymore. Today's your day. I don't care if you've been a Christian for 20 years. Today's your day. Newcastle, you can take your campus. Right now, we're going to stand to our feet and we're going to begin to worship Jesus because we're redeemed. Come on, we got something to say. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, let's begin to sing to God. Let's begin to praise to God. Let's worship him. Jesus, we thank you that you are the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. There's no name above your name. There's no king above you, God. In all of your glory, you are who you say you are, Lord. And we worship you today. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Jesus. Come on, begin to worship, God. Begin to worship. canceled that thing. Come on, somebody. God has been good. God has been good. I felt like the Lord say, when we were worshiping, that the Lord said, I'm calling you to a deeper level. I'm calling you to a sweeter moment in my presence. And you know it. I've been speaking to you in the times now. Don't wait anymore. Come spend time with me. Spend time with me. I've got sweet things I want to speak to your heart. I've got sweet things I want to do in your life. And it's in those moments. It's what you'll get from me privately and others will see publicly. Amen. Just receive it. Just receive it. Amen. Look, if you've come in here today, you might have multiple steps. Maybe for you, step one is making Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life. Maybe for you, it's getting water baptized. And maybe for you, it's both. Don't hold off. Don't hold off. And so if you've come in here today and you haven't made Jesus Lord and Savior of your life, I want to give you that opportunity. I'm going to ask that everybody bows their head. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That no man comes to the Father except through me. It doesn't matter how much good you do, although you should do a lot of good. It doesn't matter how many likes you get on Instagram. What matters is your relationship with Jesus. In fact, the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 through 10, that if you declare with your mouth, you speak out loud enough where you can hear it, that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So today, in a moment, I'm going to give you that opportunity, and then we're going to pray. And we're all going to pray together as a family, because that's what we do here. We're a family. So if you haven't made Jesus Lord and Savior of your life, and that's you, just go ahead and lift your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that are online, if that's you, you can say out loud, thank you, Jesus, I receive you. Thank you. You can put your hand down. Thank you. Now we're all going to pray together. Pray loud enough where you can hear it. Say it where you hear it. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I believe with all my heart that Jesus, you're the Son of God, and you died on the cross for my sins. And Jesus, I receive you to be my Lord. I'm a child of God, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, that's something to celebrate. That's amazing. All of heaven is rejoicing with you right now. Come on, somebody. Heaven's throwing a party. In fact, if that's you and you made that decision today, I just encourage you to write down today's date as your brand new birthday. It's your brand new birthday. And you can pull out your phone and you can text the word redeemed to 97,000. We've got a 14-day devotional for you to help you, to launch you in the all that God has for you. Amen. Come on, let's celebrate one more time. It's awesome. Friends, we got a lot to celebrate today because it's water baptism day. And I pray that the Lord's been stirring your heart. If you made Jesus your Lord and Savior, your next step today, right now, like, I don't care if you didn't sign up, it's to spontaneously get water baptized. And we got all the stuff for you. We got the shirt, the shorts, the undergarments. You're good. You're good. And so in a moment, I'm going to dismiss those that did sign up and then those that want to make that decision today, that next step. Do it. Let me try to say it this way. Do it. How would Pastor John say it? Do it, right? Just do it. Don't wait. Don't wait. So what we're going to do, if that's you, and you want to be water baptized, I'm so sorry. Before I go on, there's one thing. Maybe you're in here and you're like, Pastor Ben, I was water baptized when I was a baby. I got to tell you, I bet that was amazing. I bet that was so special and it was awesome and your family loved it and you got really cute pictures. I bet it was beautiful, but I'm so sorry. I don't want to let you down, but here it is. You were just a wet baby. Why? Because you didn't go public with your faith. You didn't go public with your faith, and I bet it was amazing and it was special, but today go public with your faith. Amen? Amen. So here's how we're gonna do this. Those that are getting water baptized and you've already signed up, and then those that are spontaneously going for it, you guys can go ahead and walk out tunnels 3 and 2. You guys can go ahead and go. Right now is your dismissal. It's amazing. Those of you that are being water baptized, come on, they're leaving right now. That's a good place to celebrate. That's a good place to clap. Come on, God is good. God is doing amazing work. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Victory Family Church. If you enjoyed listening, please take a moment to rate, review, and share. For more resources, including locations and service times, please visit lifeatvictory.com.